Yeah, my name's Marty Taylor.
And Sass Taylor.
Together, you do the B31 blog.
That's right, yeah. Seeing other people around us in the Birmingham area setting up local blogs and being proud of their area and talking about what's going on. We live in a outer suburb of Birmingham, which is quite a disenchanted area. No one seems on the surface to be very interested about what's going on there. It's quite a poor area. And we wanted to really have a deeper look at our area and see, discover the beauty really, and discover the good things that are going on there. Give people an opportunity to let everybody else around them know what good they're doing in their own community.
So what sort of things are you writing about?
It's quite a young blog, and at the moment it's kind of going down a sort of news route. It's talking about local events, things that are happening in the national news that might be affecting the area, such as reported on a couple of cuts to funding to local schools. Because we had the visit to the Pope recently, so that was something that was big for the whole area and a big event, so that was quite good for us to be able to cover that. But at the moment we're trying to get more involved with local charities and local groups to try and give them a bit more of a voice and let them get their messages out.
Marty, you wrote something about the Pope's visit.
Yeah, I've just been Pope visited Coughton Park. Basically, it was a big thing for the area, so I wanted to get down there and let people see what it was actually like for the people who live there. And it caused quite a bit of trouble around the area, to be honest.
Yeah. You caused trouble?
No, not me. Yeah. No, I do, generally, but no. I mean, you know, there's a lot of mess has been left in the park. You know, and I think that was with that and the disruption beforehand. You know, a lot of people weren't too happy about it, but I think on the day, it was really good, actually.
And how do you feel about the rest of the blog? It seems that what Sass is doing is quite newsy. She talked about taking national issues and making them local. What do you make of the work she's doing on the blog?
She's a genius. Yeah, but that's what I married her, so. Well, so she can look after me, but she's a genius. She's, you know, she should be doing more of these things. You know, this blog is Sass, really, not me. You know, it's mainly her. I just write the odd thing, and that's all. Yeah, but everything that's good about it is Sass. Nothing to do with me, really.
Tell me a bit about yourselves personally and professionally.
I was a registered nurse until I met and married Marty.
Don't blame me.
He's in a wheelchair user, so I'm actually his full-time carer now, and we've got three young children. So
time
is a huge problem, but which is why the blog is growing quite slowly, really. But it's things that are happening around us all the time, so it's just a case of getting it down as and when you can.
And are you confident about the direction? When you look at the blog, do you think, I know what this is for, I know what I want to do with it?
Yeah, I think we set up the blog, as I said, from our own curiosity of what was going on in the area, and it's turned into sort of a news reporting type blog. But as it grows and as more people hopefully become involved, then we're willing to just sort of sit back and see what happens and let it grow and evolve by itself and become what people want it to become.
And Marty, is there anything you want to add?
Basically, I mean, this is we don't really know what's going to happen with this, as neither of us have ever done anything like this before.
And do you mean you've never before had a chance or chance to do anything that's so consciously about the community you live in?
That's right, yeah. Something I've always been interested in. You know, I think you should always be interested in the local community, but yeah, I've never actually done anything to try and help that and bring things together. So it just feels like we need to do it, you know, that we want to do it, and, you know, it's something that we can do. So surely that's the best thing to do. If you like doing it, then you can do it, then you should do it.